Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to Adept English. Learn grammar with us today. Let's learn some useful grammar. It seems like spring at last in the UK, which is nice to see, as it feels as though it's been a long winter. It's not officially spring until the 21st of March, but it's good to see that flowers are starting to come out in the garden and the weather's a bit nicer. We're all worried about coronavirus, but it's good to be out in nature if you can. And there is some evidence to suggest that vitamin D, which you get from sunlight, increases your resistance to the illness, so sit in the sun for a bit to help your immunity if you can. So you can learn English grammar online through this podcast, but of course we'll do it using our listen and learn method. This way the grammar is much more likely to be something you remember if it's something you've heard and you repeat your listening. Let's have a look today at comparative adjectives. Let's look at basic English grammar rules with examples. Even if you don't know that name, comparative adjectives, you'll probably be aware of some parts of this grammar rule already. So an adjective, if you remember, is a describing word, like small or red or noisy. And comparative means to do with comparing. So the verb to compare means that you look at two or more things or people and you measure them against one another. So you might say, your dog is bigger than my dog, or this girl is taller than that girl, or my stomach is hungrier than your stomach. So in the first sentence, notice that the word bigger comes from the adjective big, B-I-G. And if something is bigger, it means it has a greater size than something else. So for many adjectives which have one or two syllables, you can add er on the end to make it a comparative adjective. And notice that comparative adjectives use the word than. So your dog is bigger than my dog. Notice also that it may be true that neither of the dogs is actually big. They could be both quite small dogs. It's just that your dog is bigger than mine. You could equally well say my dog is smaller than yours. So the kind of adjective that we use like this are ones where there's a degree, there's a range of bigness or smallness. Some adjectives, it's just it is or it isn't, and they're less likely to be used as comparative adjectives. Just pausing a minute there to remind you about the courses that Adept English offers. Our main course, which you will still find available to buy on our website at adeptenglish.com, is Course 1, Activate Your Listening. This course includes 5 hours of listen and learn material on the UK, on food, on education. The course gives you articles to listen to, which are rather like podcasts, but which also come with a vocabulary explanation. So I run through any difficult vocabulary, and the words you learn this way, they're reinforced. You hear them again in a further recording about another subject. Some of the course is in the form of conversation between two people, and the course also provides opportunity for you to practice speaking as well. So if you find the podcast difficult, hard work, or you want to start working on your English conversation, then Course 1 Activate Your Listening will suit you really well. Adept English. Learn grammar with us in a more structured way, like in the podcast, but also learn through listening about certain topics, certain subjects. So there are many words that you can just add this ER ending to for comparative adjectives. Most single syllable adjectives work like this. Single syllable means one sound. So adjectives like tall becomes taller, young becomes younger, old becomes older. You can do it with most colours. You can say greener, bluer, whiter, blacker, pinker. But if you get into the less common colours, perhaps like turquoise or magenta, then you would say instead more turquoise or more magenta. So simple adjectives with one syllable, you can usually add the ER ending to make a comparative adjective. This house is nicer than that house. Your car is faster than my car. Your bag is fuller than mine. There are also some two-syllable adjectives which can take the ER comparative form as well. So you can say, this road is narrow, but the road to your house is narrower. Or, my larger dog is gentler than my smaller dog when you give him treats. So gentle, which ends in an E, just simply gets an R added to the end. It's the same with simple, S-I-M-P-L-E. That becomes simpler. This way of making bread is simpler than that way of making bread. Words like happy, H-A-P-P-Y, lose the Y on the end and gain an I-E-R. So you get happier. I'll be happier when I've got the money in the bank. Another similar one is friendly. So you could say, my pub is friendlier than your pub. But if you've got an adjective of three syllables or more, or you're not sure whether you can add an ER to a two-syllable adjective to make it comparative, the easier and there you are, easier and safer way to do it is to just say more. So you can say, I'll be happier when I've got the money in the bank, or you can say, I will be more happy when I've got the money in the bank. Or my pub is more friendly than your pub. So apart from some very common adjectives where more would sound pretty strange, usually adding more to an adjective, that's the safe option. And of course, you're probably aware of the other possibility here. You can have what's known as a superlative adjective also. So you can have big, bigger, and biggest. You can only use this superlative form, that's biggest, strongest, fastest, smartest, when there are at least three things. And of course, EST on the end means the most big, the most strong, the most fast, the most smart. Think of three Olympic athletes who are waiting to receive their medals, standing on the podium. The bronze medal goes to the person in third place, so they're fast. The silver medal goes to the one in second place, they're faster. But the gold medal goes to the person who came first. They're the fastest of all. Even native English speakers make mistakes around this one. They'll say things like, my eldest, meaning my eldest child, when they've only got two children. If you've got two children, you should say, my elder child or my younger child. So it's only if you've got three or more children that you can say my eldest or my youngest. And the rules for which adjectives you can add EST onto, well, they're pretty much the same as for the ER ending. So you can have fastest, slowest, biggest, strongest, friendliest, gentlest, happiest, blackest, whitest, greenest, pinkest, sweetest. But remember,
It doesn't work for three-syllable adjectives at all. And there are many two-syllable adjectives that you can't do it with, like careful or exciting or excited. With these, you would say more careful or most careful, more exciting or most exciting, more excited or most excited. So on the whole, it's the simple common adjectives with one syllable where you are safest adding these ER and EST endings. And of course, in English, the most irregular words, the ones which don't follow the patterns, are often the most common words, or the commonest words. That one works. That's a two-syllable adjective where you can add EST. So, shall I run through these with some examples? The ones that it's good to learn because they don't follow the pattern? Good, better, best. My cooking is good, but my sister's cooking is better than mine, and my mum's cooking is the best of all. Or what about bad, worse, worst? Here's an example. This camping holiday is really bad, but the camping holiday where it rained for a week was worse. And the worst camping holiday was when our tent blew away and we were licked by cows. What about many, more, most? These trees have many apples, but the trees on the edge of the field have more apples, and the trees with the most apples grow by the river. That sounds a lovely bucolic scene, doesn't it? And lastly, little, less, least. I like a little butter for my bread. You like less butter, and my brother likes the least butter of all. Notice less and least only works for uncountable nouns. So uncountable nouns are substances like butter, air, water, traffic. If you're talking about countable nouns like cars, tomatoes, cakes, buildings, people, you would use few, fewer, and fewest instead. And again, if you understand that one and get it right, you are ahead of many native speakers of English. Learn grammar with us, learn grammar online, and be better at English grammar than native speakers. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.